You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Morgan in the Morning.
It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Not only am I excited that it's Friday, but it's National Pierogi Day. Now, we celebrate it early on Try It Tuesday, but we'll be out and about with Sam Tyler later today making pierogies. We'll talk about that. And today is actually National Fluffer Nutter Day.
Welcome back to the show that we're doing right now.
What's today?
What's today?
It's October 8th.
Wait, you made something very special for us this weekend.
National Fluffer Nutter Day.
National Fluffer Nutter Day.
It's Friday. Time for Fluffer Nutter.
I need my Fluffer Nutter.
It's delicious, y'all.
Yes, it is, actually.
Happy Fluffer Nutter Friday.
Okay, it's showtime.
WQKX.
Sunbury. Pass the fluffer nutter. Well, first you have to make it. You got your marshmallow fluff over here and your peanut butter over there. It's Friday and it's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
I don't know if I want a fluffer nutter now. A fluffer nutter. A nanner fluffer nutter. I'm going to get my tongue all tied. Elvis ate nanner fluffer nutters. But today is Fluffer Nutter Friday, as you heard at the top of the show. But at the same time, we're sending Sam Tyler out into the coal region this afternoon to celebrate National Pierogi Day. We celebrated on Try It Tuesday, and we had Tierney, the pierogi princess, on the show. And we ate her recipe that won the Celebrate Kids Month contest back in July. And that was Cooper, what was it called? Cooper mac and cheese bacon with bacon. Yeah, it was delicious, whatever it was. It was basically macaroni and cheese used with Cooper cheese, made with Cooper cheese, and some bacon thrown in. Well, she'll be celebrating out at Boston Pierogies, Fisher's Boston Pierogies in Shamokin. We'll be Facebook Live with Sam Tyler and the pierogi princess, Tierney. That happens later on today. I should ask the magical question. Pierogi or fluffer nutter? What are you liking, huh? What are you doing?
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Late night TV. New Twitter prompts are coming, and Jimmy Fallon wants to make fun of it. And believe it or not, our latest shortage is Gatorade. What? There's a national Gatorade shortage. We'll talk about it. Stay with us. Fluffer nutters or pierogies? Pierogies or fluffer nutters? Check out our Facebook page.
Morgan in the Morning.
Give me that talker.
Hello.
Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
Yeah, come on, pierogi eaters. Call us up. Or maybe you're making a fluffer nutter for breakfast. We want to know. It's Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
I saw that Twitter is testing out some new prompts that will warn you before you jump into a potential fight or argument. Yeah. To avoid fighting, you just click the prompt that says, log off forever. Yeah, that's right. Twitter prompts you with warnings like, that might be offensive, while Facebook prompts you with warnings like, that might not be offensive enough.
It is Morgan in the Morning, the latest shortage. If you're going to the grocery store today, the latest shortage is Gatorade. Are you kidding me?
There's a Gatorade shortage and prices are going up. Just a note to football players on the sidelines after a big game thinking about drenching your coach with a giant cooler filled with Gatorade. Why not hand him a suitcase full of cash instead? Same thing.
Maybe.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX. Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Mark's got the news and the sports coming up. Some mystery meteorologist has the forecast. Still to come this hour, viral comedy. And if the lady of the house is cold, guys, there's a scientific reason for it. Stay with us. 60 degrees now in central PA. It's Morgan in the Morning, and we are driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, in Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Is it Flashback Friday yet? Is it? I certainly hope it is. I'm looking, and we're having serious technical difficulty with the computer. So I'm thinking maybe we should just move on and do something new? I don't know. Suddenly, hush grows over the crowd, and people wonder what Tom Morgan will do next. I'm just going to press this button and bail. Viral comedy on the way, if we could fire that. Yeah! We've got some funny stuff that happened at a fast food restaurant. And you know the funny noises frogs can make? Stay with us.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX. Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Okay, listen to it now and look it up later. We talked about class clowns yesterday. Teenage boys who do the craziest things, especially at a Taco Bell drive-thru.
Hi, how are you?
I'm sorry, I gotta do this.
Teenagers climbing up the drive-thru menu board.
Hey, don't get on the sign.
I'm not.
Don't get on the sign. No, I'm not.
I'm not on it.
I can see you.
While his buddies in the car are videoing the whole thing.
Are you good?
All right. I'm not on it.
Now, this idiotic prank has actually gone viral. Teenage boys listening to the show right now, don't try that. It doesn't work in all cities or even small towns with the local police department. All right, our viral comedy number two. Did you know that frogs know how to scream when you pick them up? That's weird. I'm telling you what. I got a pond in the front of my house. Guess what I'll be doing this afternoon? Checking every single frog. And our final piece of viral comedy is actually a trailer for the new Dave Chappelle show, which features Morgan Freeman, one of my favorites.
This is Dave. He tells jokes for a living. Driving down these country roads is a lot like a meditation. He's deep in thought. Back in the trance. 5 specials in as many years. How do you close a body of work that profound?
Turns out Morgan Freeman is actually riding shotgun while Dave drives the car. You gotta see this. It's hilarious.
And then, he looks as if he's about to say something. What could he possibly have left to say?
Will you shut the up, Morgan Freeman?
Sorry. I was just...
It's all right.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
That is funny stuff. I love it. Listen to him now. Check him out later. It's Morgan in the Morning and viral comedy.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Is your female significant other always cold and you're always hot? There's a scientific reason for it. Wow. We promise we won't get too heavy, but it's still to come next.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Okay, I don't want to get too scientific-y on you because Flashback Friday's coming up and we've got another key to Cancun and we're going to have a lot of fun. But I saw this morning and I thought it was interesting. Science may have figured out why women are always colder than men.
This phenomenon is not unique to humans. Many species of mammals and birds, which we call endotherm, the females prefer warm places where the male prefer cooler temperature.
Oh.
The bottom line, if we go back to humans, these differences are not for us to fight on the remote control of the air conditioner.
Well, it happens.
It's more to make a separation between the gender when we don't need each other.
Oh.
And this reduces the competition on resources and the aggression between the sexes. And
finally, a reason for my divorce. I don't know.
coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
News is up next. Sports and AccuWeather.
There's another keyword coming up to win a trip to Mexico. The keys to Cancun with Liberty Travel and 94KX.
Stay with us, Morgan in the Morning. Okay, 60 degrees. High atop Blue Hill, lots of fog too. It's Morgan in the Morning on a Flashback Friday, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45.
WQKX, WQKX HD1, Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation station for the best songs on the radio for more than 40 years. It's Flashback Friday.
We have to go back in time.
Yeah, way back in time. Actually, we'll just go back to last night. Madonna was on Fallon. She had some interesting answers to Fallon's goofy questions. That's on the way next. Plus, your key to Cancun. Don't go anywhere. Liberty Travel and 94KX have your next vacation.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Madonna on Fallon last night, and it was just cool, especially for a Flashback Friday.
These are myths and rumors about you, and it may or may not be true. Your first job was at Dunkin' Donuts, and you were fired.
Yeah. It was one of the first jobs I had working when I moved to Manhattan, and I did get fired because I was playing with the jelly squirter.
How about this? Vogue? Vogue was originally only going to be a B-side because it wasn't considered strong enough to be released as a single.
Yeah, it's true.
Wait, what?
There's a lot of unenlightened people in the world. Yeah. They can't see into the future.
Did you write Jimmy Jimmy thinking of me?
Nope. Okay.
Here's a myth or a rumor. You turned down the role of Catwoman in the film Batman Returns and the lead in Showgirls you turned down.
I regret that I turned down Catwoman. It was pretty fierce.
Oh, really?
Showgirls, no. But I also turned down the role in The Matrix. Can you believe that?
You did?
I want to kill myself.
Oh, stop.
No, seriously.
You're Madonna. You don't regret anything. Look at you.
A teeny tiny part of me regrets just that one moment in my life.
Cool stuff.
It's the 94KX Keys to Cancun contest with Liberty Travel. Here's the keyword you need to text.
Oh, this is a great one. Siesta. I hope you know how to spell it. Siesta.
Text that keyword now to 49330 along with your hometown to be in the running for a trip to Grand Fiesta Americana Coral Beach, all-inclusive hotel in Cancun. From Liberty Travel and 94KX. Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
We've got another late night soundbite, Seth Meyers, this time with something that's new for the whole family at Universal. It has to do with Shrek. Lynn Hall will be in with the birthday buddies and more. Stay with us.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies.
Yes, yes.
Birthday buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go.
Yeah, so we have a lot of celebrity birthdays, but we got in trouble yesterday for reading too many.
We kind of got a memo, so.
Yeah, we got to keep it short.
Yeah, it was fun, but it was way too much.
Can we say it was?
Too much fun.
Can we say it was fun while it lasted?
Yes, yes.
Yes. All right, well, happy birthday to Angus T. Jones, who's 28 years old.
I know
today.
Who he is.
See, so do I, but a lot of people don't. Uh-huh. And in case you don't, he's the half in Two and a Half Men.
They tried to drown me.
No, they didn't. He managed to get himself baptized.
That kid was so funny.
I know.
All right, Bruno Mars is 36 today.
Okay.
He would jump on a grenade for you. Then he got Uptown Funky. Now mm-hmm. he's skating.
Oh, all right.
Does that mean roller skates?
Or ice. We don't know.
Yeah. But happy birthday to Bruno. Matt Damon is celebrating a birthday today.
Cool.
There's no bringing in Bourne. It has to be put down.
We have to get rid of Bourne.
Is he Matt Damon? Or is he just Jason Bourne?
I think it's one and the same.
No. Jason Bourne is totally a different person. Stop it. Don't get me upset on a Friday. No,
sorry.
Okay.
Not on a Friday. I'll get you upset on Monday, but not today.
That's right. Not today. A big happy birthday to Robert Cool Bell. You know him from
wedding. Oh, yes.
Every wedding reception you've ever gone to.
Ever.
Yoo-hoo! Happy birthday to the Cool and the Gang. popster. He is 71 years old. And our friend Ty is 78 today.
Sure thing. Shoot, Timmy.
Danny.
When you were my age, did you ever have trouble deciding what you wanted to do with your life?
No, I never had that problem, really. Why?
Forget it. I didn't think you'd understand.
You take drugs, Danny?
Every day.
Good.
Chevy Chase!
Good.
78 years old.
Isn't he amazing? Oh, my goodness.
He's just amazing. My daughter got to work with him twice.
Really?
Yes.
That's cool.
It is cool, but she said he's a little rude sometimes.
Oh.
So maybe he thinks he's a little bit too funny.
Oh, okay. All right.
Hey, let's
Moving
check.
Right along.
Yeah, let's check the local celebrities, or as we like to call them.
Birthday buddies.
Happy birthday to Amanda Scull from Seelands Grove. She's 42 today.
Buffy Barr from Mifflinburg is 50 today. Happy birthday.
Is she the vampire slayer?
I don't know.
All right. Christy Hoover from Seelands Grove, 32.
Christina Mosser from Dornside, 57 today.
Courtney Whitmer is 35.
Daria Dressler, 66 today.
David Herman Jr. is 48 today.
Douglas Lehman from Sunbury, 52.
Happy birthday to Josh Krieger. He's 22.
Kelly Magnuson is 43. Happy birthday, Kelly.
Happy birthday to Kelly Piasoski from Sunbury. She is 41.
Michelle Russell Hales from Montandon. She's 48 today.
You just wanted to say Hales.
I did.
That's okay.
Okay.
Michelle Snyder, 41. Happy birthday.
Mike Schneider from Sunbury is 51 today.
Happy birthday to Mo Leston Jr. from Seelands Grove. Mo is 34.
Rachel Davis from Seelands Grove is 30.
Happy birthday to Robert Bell. Wait a minute. That's not cool.
Robert Cool. No, yeah.
No. It's another one. From Port Trevorin, 52.
Serena Greco is from Cole Township. She's 59 today. Happy birthday.
Stacey Minium, 44.
Stephanie Brown from Norrie, 41 today.
Happy birthday to Susie Gerhardt. She's 57 today. And
we have something we must.
Should we say happy birthday to a special friend who had two birthdays this week?
Yes. How many people can say that?
Probably nobody, but Greg Underkoffler, who we announced earlier
this
week.
Was it on Wednesday we thought it was his birthday?
And then he texted me and said,
it's not.
We were wrong. Our database was wrong. And then his mom, Juanita, called in and
said,
you're wrong. And we said, yes, we found that out from your son. And she said what? Something about she knows?
I said she knows because she was there, so she knows what day he was born.
Happy 50th birthday today to Greg Underkoffler from Ad One and
you got Sunbury. A bonus birthday this week.
Does that mean he doesn't get one next year?
Oh, maybe.
I don't know. It's birthday buddies.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Of course, Mark's got the news and one more day of sports without Rob Center. And then we've got an AccuWeather forecast from someone very mysterious.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh. I must stick around just to find out what that's all about.
It's all on the way next.
I'm Morgan in the Morning.
60 degrees now, high atop Blue Hill on a Flashback Friday. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford. Lewisburg, well worth that drive down Route 45. Movie Mike's in the house. He's coming up. Mike, you excited about the new Bond movie?
I am very excited for it, yes.
Are we allowed to call it the new Bond movie? Because I guess it's new, but we've been waiting.
It's been delayed for 18 months because of COVID.
Yeah, nobody knows that better than me. We've been, it was about 2 years ago when I brought some guys into the studio to record the new Bond theme. Didn't quite work out, but anyway.
It's no time to die.
That's been done before.
Yeah, it's a little familiar.
No time left to die.
What? It gets worse, trust me. We've got some of the failed Bond themes coming up. You okay with that?
Absolutely. I love the Bond themes.
So do I. New James Bond movie and Movie Mike on the way. It's a Flashback Friday, baby. See what I did there? Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Morgan in the Morning.
Give me that talking.
Hello.
Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
What's going on?
Oh, I don't know. I thought I heard it to call in or something.
Yeah, just to talk. How are you?
Oh, no, I don't want to talk.
Oh, how are you? How's your life?
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, sometimes think there's a contest coming on, but I'll tell you what, the keys to Cancun are coming up, okay?
Okay.
All right, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah.
Includes every single show here. I don't want to talk about my life, she says. Anyway, clues to keys to Cancun. You can call them keys, you can call them clues, you can call them whatever. We did one this morning, and it was great for a Flashback Friday. Siesta. Hopefully you texted that one in. Chad Evans has a brand new one for you. Coming up in the midday, Mark Stevens this afternoon, the keys to Cancun from Liberty Travel and 94KX. We touched base with Movie Mike just moments ago. The new Bond movie comes out today, and I'm kind of excited about it. We've waited a long time for it, and it's time to say goodbye to another Bond. What happens at the end of the movie? Will he die, or will we get a new Bond? Or, yeah, you know, whatever. But 18 to 24 months ago, we're in my studio, in the old Morgan Voice studio, recording themes for the new James Bond movie, No Time to Die. And it didn't go too well. Sorry.
It's no time to die.
That's been done. Yeah.
Thank you.
No time left to die.
Kind of cheesy.
No time left to die.
No, no,
that's all.
This is what it sounds like when there's no time to die.
No, that's
wrong. Thank you.
No, no time to die in your arms tonight.
Oh, I kind of like that.
It's a no.
I kind of like that one. Wait, bring them back. W-Q-K-S. Flashback Friday.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Movie Mike comes in and he talks about what's new in theaters. And he'll grab a movie to review himself. Stay with us. Flashback Friday going way back with the Bee Gees. Movie Mike with the movie review coming up. Mike, any new movies besides Bond today?
Bond is the only one. Nobody wanted to go up against 007, and I don't blame them.
Yeah, I get
Before
it.
Before you get your ticket and your popcorn, see what Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
I thought the first Venom movie was terrible. Is Venom Let There Be Carnage better or somehow even worse? I'll tell you in just a moment, but first, this review is sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing Free Guy. For showtimes and other information, please visit their website, campustheater.org. Tom Hardy returns in Venom Let There Be Carnage, playing the guy with a scary alien symbiote living inside of him. He accidentally transfers some of that symbiote into serial killer Woody Harrelson so that he can transform into a hideous creature as well. When Harrelson escapes from prison in an effort to be reunited with his lost love, Hardy tries to stop him. That's literally all there is to the plot of this movie. It has the storytelling depth of a coloring book. There's no character development either, which makes it hard to care about either of these guys. They're just weirdos with no dimension. The biggest problem with Venom Let There Be Carnage, though, is that both creatures are potentially scary, but the movie wants to be a comedy. Aside from not being funny, it's just stupid to have two such interesting monsters crack dumb jokes and engage in lame physical humor instead of providing thrills.
Oh boy.
Choppy editing and a boring climactic battle between two CGI figures add to the misery. Venom Let There Be Carnage runs a mercifully brief, yet still seemingly endless 85 minutes, roughly zero of which provide any actual entertainment.
Ouch.
This is the worst movie to ever have the Marvel name attached to it.
Ooh.
On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 1, Spider-Man. Man.
My goodness, Mike.
Maybe it's tied with the second Ghost Rider movie.
Oh.
That's the only other one that comes close. I'll give that caveat.
This is like 3 weeks in a row you have gone thumbs down. Is that like a home run hitting streak for you?
Yeah, that's not good. Dear Evan Hansen, Adam's Family 2, and now this. I'm really starved for a good movie, so I'm hoping that Bond delivers.
Okay, and Bond will deliver for you this afternoon or tonight?
Yes, later on this afternoon, for sure.
All right, good luck with that, Mike.
Thanks.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
I was going to hand my movie script over to Mike, but I've decided to just hold off on it a little bit longer, maybe.
No, do it.
No, next week.
Okay.
Maybe. Hey, coming up, we've got the news, of course, sports and AccuWeather, and my favorite contest of the week. Well, okay, I love the keys to Cancun as well, but yes or BS on the way. 60 degrees, high atop Blue Hill, lots of fog still, too. Be careful. On a Flashback Friday, it's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. In just a few minutes, my favorite contest of the week. Because it's Flashback Friday, yes or BS. We've got a new sponsor, the Old Trail Tavern. Step back into yesteryear, and we will on the Old Trail. How well do you know the Old Trail? Your chance to win coming up.
WQKX, WQKX HD1, Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation station for the best songs on the radio for more than 40 years. It's Flashback Friday.
And we are flashing back with our birthday boy, Robert Cool Bell, the leader of Cool and the Gang. Don't know if you were with us during Birthday Buddies, but the cool man is 71 years old today. As we inch closer to Halloween, I guess. That's kind of a cool song. Thanks for the request. Stevie Wonder, Superstition.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Is it my favorite time of the week? Or is Stevie just going to keep playing? I think it is my favorite time of the week. There's the theme music, you know.
Yes or BS. Yeah, true or false. You've got a 50-50 chance of winning, so don't blow it.
It's powered up by the Old Trail Tavern south of Sealands Grove. Today's yes or BS question actually has to do with the Old Trail as we head down toward Harrisburg. Because Old Trail Tavern says step back into yesteryear. Yes or BS. On Routes 1115, the Old Trail, at one time, there was a hot dog stand called Mr. Wiener in full dress. With a big sign of a dancing wiener out front. Yes or BS? Mr. Wiener in full dress on the Old Trail. Stepping back into time with a chance for you to win. Good luck!
Yes or BS with Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
1-800-326-94KX.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
We'll find out who our winner is. And also still to come, Tom's Top 10 on Halloween candy. Don't go anywhere. My favorite part of the day on a Flashback Friday. You know the music. It's time to test you.
Yes or BS. Yeah, true or false. You've got a 50-50 chance of winning, so don't blow it.
Don't blow it, Joey. Don't blow it. We got Joey from Halifax on the line. You ready?
Sure.
Yes or BS, Joey. If we step back into yesteryear, there was a small hot dog restaurant on Routes 11 and 15 South called Mr. Wiener in Full Dress. Yes.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Yes or BS? Yeah, why not?
Sure,
yes. Yeah, you're correct. Congratulations. Mr. Wiener was there for a long time. A lot of people used to pull off the side of the road just to take a picture of that giant wiener dancing with a tuxedo on.
Someone's going to be offended today, though.
Yeah, exactly. You are the winner, and you've got yourself a $25 gift card from the Old Trail Tavern. Yes, step back BS. Into yesteryear. Fresh, morning. Local, every time.
Thank you.
Flashback Friday, Kiss from the 90s and forever. Paul Stanley this week announcing that he's kind of glad that the Kiss forever farewell tour is over. He says he's about done. No telling if the band will continue without him.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Let's go back in time to last night with a late night soundbite.
In a new interview, singer Meghan Trainor said she and her husband have two toilets next to each other in their bathroom so they can spend more time together. In case you're wondering why there was no Stars, They're Just Like Us section this week.
Flashback Friday is on. Yay! 94KX. Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goody room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Yeah, really?
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started on cheap candy versus expensive candy when it comes to trick-or-treating. What's the difference? Well, believe it or not, number one, the packaging. Fancy candy tends to come packaged in boxes with ribbons. You need to unwrap all that stuff. It's a little bit easier tearing into a Snickers Fun Bar. Number two, the production process. Believe it or not, artisan candy is usually handmade in small batches, which takes a lot more time and effort. And that mass process stuff, well, is pumped out by the ton. So, the ingredients might also be a difference, too. And finally, number three, brand partnership and marketing. Luxury candy retailers spend big bucks on brand partnership and collaborations with celebrities, whereas your bag of M&Ms is pretty much just your bag of M&Ms. So be careful this weekend. Trick-or-treat shopping for candy. That's Tom's top list of the day.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
News, sports, and AccuWeather for the weekend is next. You could have a key to Cancun. Details on the way as soon as we get rid of the news and the sports and the AccuWeather. Oh, yes. And it's Flashback Friday. Stay with us. We've got 61 degrees now. And that's in our backyard, high atop Blue Hill on a Flashback Friday. My name's Tom Morgan. Morgan in the Morning is driven by Blaze Alexander Ford at Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. It is National Fluffernutter Day. Check out our Facebook page. But it's also National Pierogi Day, and we'll be in the coal region this afternoon, Facebook Live. Sam Tyler eating pierogies? You're going to want to see this. Or better yet, be there. Details coming up next.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Flashback Friday with Levert and Casanova. Which do you prefer? The pierogi? Do you say it that way? Or the fluffernutter? We asked you at 6 o'clock this morning on Facebook. So far, everybody here is taking pierogies. Of course they are. It's Central PA. But the fluffernutter, it's also National Fluffernutter Day, and it's attempting to make an appearance here in Central PA, but not so fast, my friend. Marshmallow fluff on top of peanut butter. Slap it between two pieces of bread. It was invented in 1913. They called it snowflake marshmallow cream and peanut butter. Yeah, peanut butter and jelly was already far ahead, so why did they even try? But some people still like fluffernutters. Here in Central PA, Victoria says, oh, no, it's definitely pierogies all the way. Can't go wrong with cheese and potatoes, especially handmade by the church ladies in the coal region or by my favorite, Fisher's Boston pierogies. Well said, Victoria. Well said. Melissa says, I could smell the onions cooking from here. There it is. You got to add the onions, maybe a touch of garlic. Speaking of pierogies in Central PA and the coal region, we will be at Fisher's Boston Pierogies this afternoon, 4 o'clock. Find Sam Tyler. She'll be there cooking up pierogies and talking to the pierogi princess, our very own Celebrate Kids chef, Tyranny, who made the macaroni and Cooper cheese, macaroni and cheese with bacon pierogies. You can buy them. They'll be raffling off a gift basket this afternoon as well. So make sure you're there and you don't miss that this afternoon.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Did David Lee Roth, as we wrap up Flashback Friday, did David Lee Roth predict his retirement? It was just announced this week. But if we go back to one of his videos in the 90s, did he predict it? That and a wrap-up coming up. Morgan in the Morning, Flashback Friday. Rick.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
What a way to wrap up a Flashback Friday with the recently retired David Lee Roth. announcing his retirement yesterday. And did he predict it in a 1991 video? Google this because it's very cool. All right? He's doing a handful of shows, and then he's wrapping up his career. Well, if you check out the video, A Little Ain't Enough, it features David Lee Roth in front of the Anaheim Stadium. And on the marquee, it reads, Diamond Dave, the Absolute Farewell Tour sold out October 10th, 2021. Now that, after his farewell shows, that will be cool. Happy retirement, David Lee Roth. Chad Evans is next. He's got another key to Cancun. Stay with us.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.